Hey, good evening, everybody. This is Poppy Two, just addressing everyone that's on the Dewey. Welcome you to the Dewey Roundtable call tonight. A lot of information to be given out tonight from different sources. I wanted to remind everybody, I'm not going to bring you a lot of new details tonight, but I am going to tell you this. Keep this in mind. I've gotten a lot of calls today, people doubting what's going on and not believing in their investment. And I want you to keep a couple of things under your hat and think very serious about it, because these are facts. The 26 countries that were owed war retribution, I think it was $180 billion that was owed to them by Iraq. If you remember back the last time that extension was put in place and give Iraq more time, that they were raising Cain about not getting paid. Well, I want you to keep in mind that as of June the 30th was that deadline again. Have you heard a word out of any of those 26 countries that were owed $180 billion among the 26 countries? Not one word from any of them. Do you know why? Because they got paid. And do you also know why that we had people coming home from Halliburton and Exxon, and Oki gave y'all this back a few months ago, but you need to stop and remember that those people went back to Iraq and are back working. Why? Because those companies got paid. Yes, there has been an RV in Iraq. It's proven. It's factual. There's no way it can't be true. Now, why we haven't seen our RV and the rate that we're going to get and when we're going to be cashing in and all the good things we're all sitting on our pins and needles waiting for is because of, right now, our own physical government. And I want to tell every one of you right now, I've been so mad all day. I wasn't even going to come on this call tonight. I hadn't posted anything all day because I've been so upset with our government people. If anybody that's listening to my voice right now and I find out that you voted for an incumbent, I don't care whether he's got a R, a D, or I, or what in front of his name, if you vote for an incumbent that's been in Washington more than 10 days, I'm going to personally take you out behind the barn and give you a whipping till you bleed. I mean, we got to clean house, ladies and gentlemen. Now, that's Poppy's own ideas about this, and that's my thoughts on it. I'm sick and tired of them. Now, it was one thing when the Iraqi leadership was lying to us. I mean, I could understand that. They're taught to lie to the infidels. But here we are. We're American citizens. We're paying for them to have medical care for the rest of their life, and they're cutting our medical care. And then they turn around and giving us information, and 3 or 4 days later, completely changing it. I don't appreciate being lied to, and I don't care who it is. When he puts his britches on just like I do, I'm man enough to walk up to him and ask him. And I ask them for information, and when they tell me something, I take it as fact. And when I find out 3 or 4 days later he tells me something else, and I know dead up that ain't what he said 4 days ago, and it's totally opposite, and I know I've been misled and I've been lied to, I get pissed off. And I'm telling you, I was pissed off all day, been mad for hours. Let me put it that way. I don't like being this way, but I'm disgusted with some of our elected officials right now. And so I'm not going to get into the details. We still got tons and tons of great information. Keep those things in mind, that this thing has taken place the way we wanted it to. It's working. It's going to be great, and it's going to get to us real quick. Don't get discouraged in what you're involved in. So be ready for your blessing. Be making plans for your blessing, because it's right around the corner, and I'm talking within, I know, just a matter of a couple of days. We're not talking weeks or months. We're talking a couple of days at the most. So hang tight. That's all Poppy's got for you tonight. I'm not going to get into what details I have gotten. Nothing's been real bad, but I'm going to turn it back over to BGG now and give us some more information there, BGG.
Hey, thank you so much for bringing us, starting us out tonight, Poppy. I really appreciate it. I know you've been pretty hot all day long, but, and you know what, folks? It's no big secret as to why he's upset. Those few folks out there that are swearing up and down, it's not our government, you're just kidding yourself. Bottom line is, I had this thing pegged a week ago Tuesday. I did a big call about it. We had great results. We need to keep the pressure on. But the bottom line is, if you think this isn't our government that's totally involved in this thing up to their necks, you're just absolutely kidding yourself. So also, I want to give you a little quick word of encouragement, because I know that there's a lot of people out there. Every time you hear one little thing that doesn't line up with the way that you'd like this to happen, I want you to think about something. Every single time anybody in this whole operation has called this thing, they've been wrong. How come it is that the only time we ever believe information is absolutely true is when it's bad? My point is simply this. Just because somebody's saying, oh, it's going to be a day or a couple days or tonight or in a 2 weeks from now, doesn't necessarily make them right. When I look at this intel, I apply the very same value to it as I do every other piece of intel, and some of it I qualify as even less. So just because you hear something that may or may not line up with your world doesn't mean it's absolutely correct. In fact, it has just as much probability of being wrong as everything else you've ever heard. So just put that one in your back pocket and save it for later, because you'll need it. T-Money, if you're out there, I would absolutely love you to give us a little bit of a setup on what the markets did today on the news.
Well, I look at things a little bit different than most people. I love the intel and all that, but I've tried to look at something that will tell me without somebody giving me information on what I can see the markets doing, because these guys up there, I'm telling you, they've got the best information in the world, and they know ahead of time what things are going to happen now. I don't know how they do it. Well, I really think I know how to do it, but anyway, that's a whole different story. But the way I've determined for my own self is that I look at chart patterns, and I look at cycles, and I look at a lot of different things. But what I have determined that kind of triggers me to think this RV may happen would, people keep talking about the dollar falling. Well, the dollar's already fallen. The dollar is, in my opinion, is at the bottom, okay? So what does that mean? Well, when the dollar is at the bottom, then another signal that's given to me that I've watched is gold and silver will turn and go down. And I know that's everybody's little haven right now, but when this RVs, or just before the RV, you will see gold and silver, in my opinion, take a fall to the downside. This will also send the market up. Well, what happened today, the market was up a record. It's been up in months. I forget how long it was, but it was up 202 points today. Gold and silver were way down. Gold was down $19 at one time. I think it closed around $14. Silver was down about $1.60. It closed down about $1.25 or $1.30. But anyway, and then the dollar was stronger today, and the euro was weaker. Now, this is exactly what I call a setup for this thing to happen. When I saw all this going on today, I was very, very excited. I know what they've told us. They've told us, that we've heard bad news today, but guess what? Kuwait said, lied about it the day before they did it. So did China the day before they RV. They said they absolutely wasn't going to do it. And today we've kind of heard that we've got that little signal. So with what happened in the market today and the news we've got today, I am so positive. I think we're within hours of this thing happening. So that's my take on it tonight.
So that's interesting. So you're saying the market jumped, gold and silver went down, and it's pre-pricing in the move.
Yes, it's the signal was there to me today that this thing's just fixed to happen. So I feel real positive, especially about what I saw today.
Yeah, just so everybody knows, here's my take on it. Generally, you're going to hear a lot of different information, a lot of people talking about stuff here today. But the bottom line is there was an extraordinary amount of political information today. It's just unreal the amount of things that happened in one very short time frame, from bad to good to bad to really, really good all afternoon. So just to give you an idea of what's going on, you're watching history made right in front of your eyes today. With that, I'm going to bring Oki in here and give us a little bit of information here, Oki. What are you hearing?
You know, actually, there's almost too much we're on info or intel overload tonight. The United Nations meeting today was critical. The meeting they had in Baghdad today was critical. What's happening to our dollar and our market and precious metals, that's all critical. The bottom line is people are, the only thing they're concerned about is the date and the rate. Well, my contact told me tonight that the Treasury was supposed to release this tonight or tomorrow. But I've been told that before. But we have to look and see where we're at right now. As I understand it, Chapter 7 and all sanctions are lifted against Iraq. They do have an internationally recognized currency. And you say, well, how can that be without an RV? Well, they are at the old program rate. You can trade worldwide at 1170 dinar. They just haven't dropped the new rate in yet. That's how it is internationally acceptable, just like the Vietnamese dong at 21,000 dong per dollar. We see that's not much value, but it's still tradable. Also seen today where Maliki is on his second day of a three-day trip to China, wanting China to help with the funding, financing, and building of 2 million private residences. South Korea had that contract before, but Iraq had them on an IOU basis, and South Korea backed out. So it looks like China's going to get that, along with the largest and most proven oil field in Iraq right now. We've just got so much political information today that there's no place to start without saying this. Nothing happened today that was negative. Everything was positive. And you're also going to hear some people do their best to try to get you to back out or sell your dinar. Do not do that. What you've got, don't buy any more, but what you've got, hang on to them. They will be worth a lot of money, and I'm talking about hours, not days or weeks. So I wish I could be more specific, but I could go on for hours and hours and hours about what has transpired only today. And it was all beneficial, advantageous to us, pointing us in the direction we want to be. We are there.
Hey, Yoki, let me take you back to that phone call that you got today. I want to just recover that again real quick. So you got a call today from a source.
Yes, sir. I got a call today from a source that said the Treasury would release it tonight or tomorrow. But now, I have been told that before, so I haven't lost bladder control over it yet, but they were pretty firm about it.
Yeah, but there's all kinds of reasons. You know what? I've been told numerous times, I've been told by very good contacts that this thing has been on the very edge of going for whatever reason, so those people's information will be correct, and it's been called back by high-end political figures. And
but up till today, we've had the hydrocarbon law was intervening, the ministers was intervening, Chapter 7 was intervening, Resolution 883 was intervening. I can go on and on and on about all of the problems. The Paris Debt Club, $180 billion that Poppy 2 was talking about that you never hear about anymore. I can go on and on and on. These problems, folks, are now all solved. That's the bottom line. And yes, they do have signs on the outside of their banks in Baghdad that says the new IQD rate is 4.40. That is a fact. I saw it today on a screenshot that a guy sent me.
Excellent. Very good. That's great information. Okie, we thank you so much for your information.
Come on, thank Okie and Poppy. I know they're catching them fishing and string them, and they're both tired. And thank them for coming on. Thank you so much.
It's a tough road sometimes, and we appreciate you being here with us every time. By the way, anybody out there, and I'm not going to go on a rant. I'm not going to tear anybody up. But if you don't like any of the information that you hear here or anywhere else, you can just change the channel. And nobody's begging you to be here, but we just feel like, you know, the regular guy that doesn't have a lot of contacts ought to be able to hear what we hear. And that's the only reason we do this. There's no gain or favor in any way, shape, or form to any of us other than to help our fellow investor, period. So I hope you take this in the spirit it's intended. Hey, Dusty, if you're out there, will you do us a favor and pop on here and just read that other post? Dusty, star six yourself.
All right, can you guys hear me?
We got you.
I'm going to read what Longfellow posted.
Hey, man, that's good stuff.
Guys, let me go ahead and tell you, for those of you that don't know Longfellow, I know him personally. Flew out just a few weeks ago, spent a couple of days with him at his home out west, and just the guy is incredible. Got some incredible contacts, not just here in the United States, but also in the sandbox as well. When he posts, you better listen. And he posted something a while ago, and being asked to read it, let me find it again. I don't want to misquote him at all. All right, here we go. He said there was a big meeting that went on tonight in Iraq at 8 o'clock. There were very significant players that were in attendance. A lot of discussion of how long the U.S. will be allowed to hold this back. Shabibi spoke and stated that it will go international in less than 48 hours. He said he had assurance from the IMF that they will get the votes to get it pushed through. I, for one, am hoping they are right. Once again, we wait and see. Go big, go home, or go RV. Now, once again, that's Longfellow. He's a friend of mine. I'm just letting you know what he's saying. But when he speaks, you listen. There's certain guys that you really pay attention to the things that they bring, and I consider him one of those guys. Just know this, guys. The Internet is drowning with factual information. And just because you don't think someone can have a contact that close to the actual event, think again. There are guys on this phone. There are guys out there. There are guys that are not on this call that have extremely large connections, and that can take them a very long way. Add that in with the facts that are out there, and you're starting to see articles. And the video today from the United Nations was absolutely phenomenal. If you haven't had a chance to look at that, pop back in there and take a look at it. It's on the UN website. Guys, just take a look at the facts, add it in with the things that are going on and the connections and the contacts and the intel that we're hearing, and it will blow you away, guys. I mean, we really are very, very close, and I know we've overused the words imminent, and there's certain words in the dictionary I'll be deleting very shortly after this thing goes down, and imminent's one of them, very close, very soon. Those words are deteriorating from my language. So just know, guys, that you know, even though it's now a cliche, we are very imminent to this thing happening. There's a lot of intel. There's also this really, really, really old guy named Oki. You should really pay attention to him. He came over on the Mayflower with Christopher Columbus, but he developed a lot of connections over the 346 years that he's been around. So listen to what he's got, because he knows what he's talking about, guys.
Boy, that hurts.
That's just awesome. Oh, shoot. Well, thank you, Oki.
I read with you, Oki, so don't worry about it. We're right there.
Hey, I saw Moses smote the rock. I told you that.
That's right.
I love you too, Oki.
Thank you, Dusty. I appreciate that. That was a very interesting piece of information that you had brought that to us and talked a little bit about it, and then it was posted everywhere, so it wasn't exactly proprietary. I thought it would probably be all right if you shared that with us, especially since you could kind of vouch for him. I do appreciate that inside perspective there on that. Michelle, are you out there? You want to star six yourself and unmute?
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. You had a nifty little post earlier about some legislation. Give us a little bit of a rundown on that.
Well, approximately at 8:40, 8:42, 8:43, something like that tonight, there was a guy that was an AP special correspondent who came out with an article saying that the GOP has pushed a huge deficit-cutting bill through the House.
Wow, is all I can say.
So
you're bringing us that news. It was out there, but you're definitely a researcher par excellence. You're a news hound for us. Here's what's vitally important about that, folks. Anybody who's aware of what's going on in this investment at all realizes that our political scene has quite a bit to do with this investment right now. And once you take away all the stumbling blocks, sooner or later there's no stumbling block. They just move this investment right forward. So if there is no debt ceiling negotiations, if you know, there was news today of some kind of a deal you know, some kind of a debt deal was in place, mm-hmm. at least some kind of vague agreement. In my mind, that's a very, very big thing for us because there's just one less thing to argue about on this side of the fence. And I would tell you my, you know, my, some of my heaviest contacts believe exactly the way I do. They've got contacts all over here and they say that this is totally, the last few minutes of the ball game here has been purely political and that's all there is to it. What was your take on that UNSC meeting, by the way, Michelle?
Well, from everything I've read about it and everything I'm hearing, of course, it sounds like it's, you know, of course, we know that Iraq is exactly where we were hoping they would be. You know, I personally believe that it's done over there. It's just a matter of it showing up here. I know many people feel that way also. We all know, as we've discussed on this call before and even earlier tonight, you know, why we haven't seen it. And but I absolutely believe that everything we wanted happened at the end of June, and it just hasn't shown up here quite yet.
Uh-huh.
I do want to say, though, the one thing that I was the most excited to see, and just, you know, we know this will happen anyways, but White House cheered the news of this passing. And Wall Street, I mean, cheered at the news as well, and so I think that's really good. And, you know, so much has been going on, as T-Money said, with you know, with the Wall Street this week and with our metals and everything with the dollar. And so I think, you know, right now I'm really focusing on getting my house in order and making sure I'm ready for this to happen because it looks like it's really getting ready to happen.
Excellent. Hey, before you go on, the words they used in that UNSC meeting was Iraq has moved to a free market economy. What does that mean
mm-hmm.
to you?
Well, again, it only strengthens my belief in that Iraq is done. I mean, look at what Oki just said. There's signs on the banks that say $4.40. So, you know, that the value over there has changed. And so, you know, again, another thing that just strengthens my belief that this really did happen. It just is being held up with the U.S. Treasury right now. I think they really do have the rate, and I think that they're just being put on hold. So, again, that just, you know, hearing Oki say that they're international, hearing Oki say some of the things that, you know, that he just shared with us about being out of Chapter 7, all of that does not surprise me. I think that we're just waiting on somebody to give the okay to the U.S. Treasury to show us the rate. But just because we don't see it doesn't mean it hasn't happened.
You know, what's funny is most people don't realize the relationship that we all have and how, you know, you do your own research and don't really have a lot to do with Oki. And I already know who's coming on later on in this call. And she's going to talk about the fact that, that it's potentially already done and just being the Treasury is waiting for their go signal. It's very funny to hear you say that because, you know, the two or three of you really don't have nearly as much to do with one another as, mm-hmm. As folks would think. And it's just mm-hmm. going to be very, very similar information. So, I really appreciate your perspective on all that. Hang loose here. I might come back to you here in a minute, though.
Okay.
So thank you for your thoughts, Michelle. Appreciate it. Mr. White, are you out there? Mr. White?
Right here.
Hey, why don't you tell them what was going on today? Your firsthand story.
Yeah, ever since I've been in this investment, I've always wanted to see what an anomaly is. I've heard about those things and never really got to see one until today. I got into the office, got the computer going, started checking around, took a look at a couple sites and noticed some people were talking about some odd events on one of the currency exchange sites, Yahoo Finance. And I got the link and downloaded that and started looking at it and didn't really expect to see anything. Lo and behold, I guess it was about 8:46 or so. Sure enough, right in front of my eyes, I see the IQD compared to the Great British Pound change from 0.0005 to 0.0530, and it was there for a couple seconds, and then it changed back. And wow, I think I may even try to give you a call, but. About 45 minutes later, I'm looking at some stuff, and again, it changes again. And that went on it seems like at the top of the hour, about 10, 15 minutes after the hour, on the half hour, and again leading up to the top of the hour again. And that went on all day. I guess I must have looked at, saw it for my own eyes maybe about a dozen times. And as it got further into the afternoon, I noticed that the change was staying for up to like 30 to 40, 45 seconds. And then late this afternoon, it actually stayed put. It didn't change any for, I guess, about, probably it must have been about an hour and a half. That rate stayed up there. And I think you checked a couple of these sites on these forums, people talking about that.
But, Tom, I need to ask him a question about that, please.
Yeah, go ahead.
But, Ron, if that's, is it Ron? Is that your name?
No, this is Alan.
Ron's Mr. White.
Okay. Mr. White, I'm sorry. I've got some mixed up. Okay, Mr. White, if you saw that at 0.5 and you were looking at world value to the dollar, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know if you were looking at world value to the dollar. Anyway, you know, it wouldn't say. That would mean it was £5 to the dinar, 0.5. It'd mean it's $8. You understand?
I think,
in other words, if you take a Kuwaiti dinar, if you take Kuwaiti dinar and you ask world value to the dollar, it'll show you 27 cents. In other words, if you walk up to the Kuwaiti counter and you want to buy something, you lay down a dollar, they to change, they're going to give you 27 cents. You follow me?
Yes,
so if the chart you saw is world value to the dollar, it's $8.
Yes, there was another
person. In other words, they give you £5 per dinar.
Mm-hmm.
5.6 pound per dinar. Do you follow me?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that wasn't showing a nickel. Well, you'd think, okay, it's a nickel in Great British Pound. No, that's world value to the dollar is the way it's supposed to come up.
Mm-hmm.
5.6 is the pound. That's all I got to say.
Okay, well,
but that's,
well, thank you very
much. That was a hell of a thing you saw, and I believe you.
Yeah, most definitely, I believe my eyes too, and always wonder what one of those daggum anomalies look like, and I saw a bunch of them today.
Well, have you heard of world value to the dollar on the chart? That's how they trade them.
Well, the question is, the next is, what was going on? And I think we all could debate that. I personally think we're seeing the last of the communication data testing that's taken place, that's being pushed out by the BIS and the different central banks, that are now being pushed all the way out to the Forex and beyond Forex, all the way out to the brokers and all the way out to the exchange sites. I think that's what we're seeing today. And again, I think it just fits in with what we believe, that we're extremely close to this happening. So, PGG, back to you.
Hey, man, thanks. But the critical part about that story that you forgot about is that you're on Eastern time and I am not, and how immediately quickly you called me in the morning early, long before I was ever due to get up. That was way, way, way before my normal time. That's funny, though.
I just thought maybe you had early coffee today. I guess I was wrong.
You know, my sweet wife gets to the phone and she turns all sounds off because she knows I get calls all through the night and all in the morning and all during the day. And like I took my nap, she snuck in there and shut all signs off. So the six or eight people that tried to call me while I was sleeping, she handled you. I normally pick the phone up, but my lovely wife, she knows how to deal with it. So sorry about that. Anybody that tried to call me, that was not my fault. I usually leave that on. Daisy, are you out there?
Yes,
Daisy.
I am.
Very good. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I got a couple small pieces. One is that I did get a report from the Sandbox today that, yes, you know, there was a meeting there today. They are being very aggressive to move forward with the RV, and that they could not tell me, you know, when, of course, we would expect to see this, but their information was very, very soon, very soon. On top of that, another source also mentioned that part of the UN resolution, there are many factors to that, one portion requires signatures and votes from each nation that is involved, which affects the revaluation of the Iraqi dinar. Everybody has voted, everybody has signed, except the U.S. And it's, my knowledge, from what I've been told in researching today as myself, that the IMF is ready to step in and force the hand without the U.S. So we'll see what happens. That's pretty much all I have.
That's fabulous. That's excellent information. We need that. Somebody on our pre-call was talking about. Okay. I know it was. It was Dusty reading off Longfellow's information. Hey, I'm going to read that again because it just absolutely dovetails into that there was a big meeting that went on in Iraq at 8 p.m. tonight. Very significant players were there. A lot of discussion on how long the U.S. will be allowed to hold us back. Shabibi spoke and stated it will go international in less than 48 hours. He said he had assurance from the IMF they will get the votes to get it pushed through. I, for one, hope they are right. So I'm just going to – I just recovered that same information because it's very, very similar to what you had. I appreciate it, Daisy. That's good stuff. Thank you. You bring some really good stuff. We appreciate it. Thank you so much. You know what? I'm going to hop in here and take a quick little couple of seconds myself. I actually had a call this afternoon. Dewey's going to skin me alive because I didn't call him and tell him about this. But I had a call this afternoon. I'm not going to say who, what, where. In fact, a couple calls. One of them was regarding DOD contacts, and they were pretty much pointing towards Monday, Tuesday. I mean, we're in the right window. I think probably my gut tells me that there was some kind of a holdup, obviously political. Everybody knows it. It's not confusing to anybody, but as of over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, they were pointing, heavy-duty players in the Pentagon were pointing at Monday or Tuesday. And also bank contacts, one of the big four. And this is also not very new information, but, I mean, I already knew this, and I've been fairly vocal about it. But because of some transactions that have taken place, such as upper-end clients being taken care of, and by the way, that list is very short and is very distinguished, but it is for real. There are some folks who are already being dealt with, and it is authorized directly through these banks by the U.S. Treasury in certain circumstances. There are transactions that have taken place in the form of cash outs and exchanges, early exchanges. Obviously, none of us like that because we'd sure love to be on that list, but it's for real. And I got more confirmation of that today. It didn't surprise me. I know that there's people out there that don't believe it. You can believe whatever you like. That's your business. Like I said, this is, you can just turn the dial if you don't like what the music we're playing. But as far as I'm concerned, and the whole reason that we do this is really this little call was purely intended to be a private call, and we just decided to record it and let everybody else get a load on. So, Angel, are you out there? Do you want to star six and unmute? AQ? Star six? Moderator, can we unmute her?
Let me find her.
Yep.
I think she's unmuted.
Hello.
There you go. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm so sorry to put you this far down the list because I know you are loaded up with information today.
No, not really. A lot of people's covered what I was going to say, but a little. So I'll proceed.
Well, cover it again. Just give us your opinion on it. I'm fine to listen.
Okay, first, your campaign on calling senators and congressmen, et cetera. My day started off that my group wanted to call the UST. So around 2 o'clock this afternoon Eastern time, one of them called the UST, who told them to call their senator. He did call his senator, which is out of Texas, And they told him they were going to send him some information on the Iraqi dinar, and that, yes, it has RV'd, and we are waiting on the time of release.
Go back over that one more time. I know I heard that, and I heard this earlier today. I want to hear it just one more time.
It sounds good. I don't hear it all night.
just roll it back. Just rewind.
Heard. Yeah,
now play
everybody,
again.
Everybody said everything. It's all great.
Yeah.
Yes. The office actually told him that it has RV'd, and they're waiting on the release, on the time of the release. Now,
Wow. Keeping
that in mind, he even told everybody, here's the number, call them yourself. So here's me, you know, the person I am with my friend. We decided to call and make sure to see if we might get the same information. Well, when we called, Senator Corwin's answering machine came on. So we hung up, and my friend coaxed me to call my senator, which is Senator Inhofe. So I did. And I got his little aide, Paul. And Paul told me, I'm sorry, Senator Inhofe is in a meeting, has been called to the White House. This was about 4:30 this afternoon. And I said, oh, okay. And I said, well, maybe you can help me. Do you know anything of the Iraqi dinar? And he said, yes, I'm well acquainted with the Iraqi dinar, but as I said, Senator Inhofe is in a meeting at the White House. And I said, okay. He said, would you like me to take a message? And I left him a message, you know, yes, as an Oklahoma resident, I would like to know why the United States is possibly holding the rate exchange of the Iraqi dinar when not only U.S. citizens hold it, but the government as well, and that would help us in this debt ceiling controversy.
Uh-huh.
And he repeated all that back to me, got my name and my number, and I said, well, thank you very much, Paul. By the way, do you know anything? I mean, can you tell me anything more since you're acquainted with the Iraqi dinar? And he said, no. He said, we are very well acquainted with it. But as I said, I will have Senator Inhofe call you. Now, my journey went back in my mind, and the people who have spoke tonight and said that meeting was in Iraq at 8 p.m., I believe.
Uh-huh.
Obama came out and made that unscheduled press release this afternoon, and it would have been around the time he made it that Iraq was having this meeting. I find that coincidental because the president stated that the senators wanted to vote today, and he said no, they would not have a vote today. However, at 3:30 this afternoon, Fox News said they are in a meeting for the voting to be done today. Now, if we look at this timeline, at approximately 3 p.m. United States time, they announced the in-place defense minister, because Obeidi, however you wish to choose to call that, he was an interim defense minister. Now, if I were betting my dollars to donuts, in my opinion, Obama did not want to have that vote today. He was called after his no on television and told, get your ducks in a row, buddy. We're going for it. They've already announced the minister. Because how funny he decided to have that vote today, isn't it? I think. That's my opinion. Now, the other issue I have is a bank story, and I know we've heard many of them, and I know it could be canceled tomorrow, but my bank story today came from a New York woman that is retired from the Federal Reserve. She sat and watched that TV till she was sick of hearing them talk about the debt ceiling, and knowing the IQD is attached to that somewhere, somehow, as we do. Well, she trotted up to her bank, which she asked me not to name. It is one of the big four, and it is in New York. And they know her very well. And at this time, she's somewhat financially strapped, and the bank knows this also. They took her into the exchange office, and they looked and said, we have no rate now, but if you can come back tomorrow, what time would be appropriate for you? And she said 9:30, and they made her an appointment for 9:30 to cash out her dinar and get her money. So whether they cancel it tomorrow, guys, I don't know. We've heard so many of these, but I don't know. With everybody's information tonight, guys, and putting the timeline down, and all of a sudden the vote is today and it's not been changed, I feel we're here too. And that's all I have. BJ, back to you.
All right. Well, thank you so much, AQ. Sooner or later, somebody's going to get there. You know, one of these appointments is going to be, you know, they're going to make good on it. There's somebody going to show up there, and the rate's going to be on the screen, and they're going to get exchanged, and we'll hear about it. That's pretty much the long and the short of it. So,
right.
And I'm good with tomorrow. It'll be just fine with me. What about you, Dewey?
Yeah, that's, I'm all over that, and I like it for her person called the Treasury, too. That's great. And said, repeat that, Amanda just joined the thing and didn't hear the Treasury thing. What was it she said again?
Yeah, let's go through that again. That was just, you know, I was going to make a comment on that, and it sounds like your Treasury person has a little bit of angst with the politicians because they've, I can tell you proof positive, they have been on a Treasury hold for a couple of weeks now. So I could easily envision this happening like that. But roll it for us one more time.
He called the U.S. Treasury, and they, well, curtly, basically, they told him to call his senator. They told him to call his senator. They gave him no information and told him to call his senator and asked where he was. And actually, the U.S. Treasury gave him the Senate, the Washington number for that senator when they found out where he was located.
Wow.
So he got the senator's name and called him in the senator's office. Now, he did not say he spoke with Senator Corwin himself, but he said the senator's office did say they would send me out information on the Iraqi dinar and that, yes, it had RV'd and they are waiting on the release of the rate. Or the, I forget, guys, my mouth's bungled now, but the time of the release.
Wow, cool.
It's done. They even admitted it. It's done. So
yep.
That's what I got.
That's
from
good that. Stuff. That's some brilliant stuff. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's pretty good. So anybody care to, I don't know if you can, I think we'll just leave it right there. DOD contacts pointed towards Monday, Tuesday. Wells is saying that there's people cashed in, and we got AQ. That's. I think we call it a night right there. What do you think, Dewey?
Tell them to get the pencil so they can tell people how to call in and listen to the recording, because everybody calls me wanting to know how to get on the recording, and I don't even know how.
Thanks. You know what? I'll do that. I appreciate that. Thanks for the the reminder there. If for folks to get on the recorded portion of this or to pass the recorded portion around, it's 760-569-7676, and the PIN number is 527-091. Is that the right PIN number, moderator?
Nope.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let's try this again. What's the right PIN number?
678503.
678503.
Do you have
the pound? Yeah. Yes, pound. So let me recover this. This is the correct number, 760-569-7699, and the correct PIN number will be 678-503, and that other PIN number is useless, so don't even mess with it. One more time, if you want to pass this call around to your friends, 760-569-7699, and the correct PIN to get on is 678-503-pound. So that should do you just fine. Poppy, do you want to lead us home? Bring us back in here. Start six and then finish us off, Poppy.
All right, now I'm back.
Very good. You know how to finish this thing out for us. Yep.
Listen, this has been a great call, and I want everybody to just appreciate what you're getting and the hard work that everybody does that is involved on the Dewey Roundtable talk. And ladies and gentlemen, we're just folks just like you. We're invested Some of us are in positions where we have good contacts, and we try to get every bit of information and as accurate information as we can and pass it on to you. And we will continue to do that because we, just like you, have a lot invested in this thing as far as our families and our loved ones and our friends and neighbors and cohorts that we work with. So we want the best for everybody, and that's the only reason for us doing this. We're not charging you anything and never plan to. We don't have any kind of agenda except to help those that are out there that are in the same boat that we're in and try to pull together as a team. So with that, I'm gonna lead us in a little prayer here and just want you to keep in mind that God has all things planned for us. This was purposed by Him. It's written about in the revelations of our Bible. So we know that we're in the right thing at the right place at the right time. And Father God, I just come to you today. I ask you, Father, to bless each and every person within the sound of my voice, Father, to touch them and to give them purpose and direction and understanding, Father, as you said in your word that you would do. If we ask for it, you will give it to us liberally, Father. And just ask you to do that to everyone that is involved in this. Bless the families that are in need now, Father. Bless our troops that are around the globe, Father. Bless them. Place a hedge of protection around them and bring them home safe, Father. We ask you to bless the leaders that are of our country and the leaders of the Iraq and the other countries around the world, that they make good decisions for their people and that they do things in an honorable way, Father. We ask you this in the name of your dear Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Good night, everybody. Thanks so much.